Hello, this is Angelica Christie, and welcome to my show, the show which is called Full Life Renewal Through Heroic Self-Love. How to embrace the now and create your splendid future. I am so happy that you are here with me, because for the next 6 months, we will talk about some very important issues. The first 4 weeks, we will talk about how to crystallize your goals. And you may think, crystallize what goals? I'm already over 50, so what is there for me to have goals for? Oh, yes. Your life, the freedom years, have just started. So to really know what you want now is as important as when you were a spring chicken and designed your life, whether you want to have a family or whatever else it was. So yes, crystallizing your goals is really, really important. And then we are going to talk about how to optimize your health. And your health is not just any absence of disease, not at all. Your health means that you are full of energy, full of pep, that you have the desire and the life force to do the things that bring you the most joy, that you keep your body in perfect shape, that you do the exercises that are right for you. Today, really, I wanted to give you more of an overview, and then we start to get into crystallized goals. So we have said that we are going to talk about crystallized goals, optimize health, and then we are going to speak about how to transform your relationships. And let me tell you, the relationship really starts with the relationship you have with yourself. Okay, so then we are going to talk about how to empower yourself spiritually. And we are not talking about religion here or dogma. We are talking about the energy, the spirit that you really are, and how to really align with that incredible power that resides within you, that is ageless, that is always there for you, that is really your greatest collaborator, your wisest, best friend. Next to your body, of course, the spirit that you are, that lives within your body, we so often put on the back burner, and which means then that the ego or all of our judgments are on the front burner, and we want to kind of reverse that. Would that excite you? Would that make sense to you? So it's a big subject, empower yourself spiritually, and I am really looking forward to dive deep into that. And then after that, we are going to talk about how to attract abundant wealth. Whether you are financially independent or not, attracting abundant wealth is an ongoing and a very beautiful activity. And I'm going to give you a lot of tools how to do that, how to magnetize what you really want. After that, not really after that, because let me tell you, the most powerful secrets of ageless beauty is actually what you may want to hear most of. How do I stay beautiful? And how do I radiate the feminine power that I am? And it has nothing to do whether you have a few more wrinkles or not. It actually shines. It shines from your inside to the outside. And of course, there are a lot of tricks and wonderful things that I want to share with you. My secrets of ageless beauty. As I told you, I am approaching my 70th birthday, and people have no idea. They don't really believe that this is my age. There are so many wonderful things you can do to bring back the glow in your skin and your hair and your eyes and, you know, your entire appearance. So ageless beauty has so many facets, and I'm looking forward to share all of my secrets with you and also bring in maybe some other people who can share their secrets. So here's what we are going to do in my show. I will probably conduct most of the shows myself. And yet, at least once a month, I will bring in somebody that I believe has a lot to say, a lot to share, is interesting. So expect mostly my voice, and then at least every fourth show, there will be somebody else that I'm going to interview. Okay? Is that a deal? Does that make sense? Would you like that? Good. Okay, so today I would like to share a bit about the mystery of your heroic self-love to attract anything you want in life so that you can prosper on purpose. I know, this is a big mouthful and there's so much in there. What does it mean? What is heroic self-love? And what does it mean to prosper on purpose? So we are going to discuss all of that. I just wanted to invite you into a bigger and brighter future, because even though you are not a spring chicken anymore, neither am I, your best years, your freedom years may still be ahead of you. Why? Because your future has not been created yet. And there is a myth about that we kind of do the same things over and over again. You don't have to. You can change everything at any moment. And most of the times we do not realize and do not practice that power that resides within us, that it is totally 100% up to you what you think, how your emotions are, what you want to have in your life. There is really nobody responsible for your life but you. There is nobody responsible for your life but you. So consequently, you cannot blame anybody either, right? That's maybe not all that comfortable, because sometimes it feels really good to blame somebody for something that we believe we cannot do, or we don't have the opportunity to do, or we may just be a little bit too lazy to do. So we are going to go into this a little bit deeper. It is also up to you how you want to create your relationships. And let me ask you, why not choose to stand in your brilliance and live your highest potential? And why not create abundance and freedom for yourself to enjoy your life, to live to the fullest and be healthy, sexy, magnetic, and free? How does this really play out in life, to be aligned with who I am and my brilliance? And here is how I see it. To have joy and vitality and the drive to experience that daring feeling for something new, to experience the awe again that we used to have when we were children. So it's the zest for adventure. And that you are not afraid, although many others would tell you maybe you are too much out there or too outrageous and not what is expected at your age. But where do those awful influences and where do those untruths really come from? It comes from stupid judgments. Yes, I call them stupid judgments, and the opinions of uninspired and dull people. Maybe you are not daring enough and you don't have permission. You don't give yourself permission to be adventurous and to become free and to really expose yourself to the possibility to experience something really new. Yeah, it could be a little bit scary. To anything that is new, your body and your mind automatically shrink back from. And you may be so set in your routine that you cannot really see all the adventure and all of the possibilities that are outside of your familiar space. When you yield to those judgments of other people and maybe even to your own internal dialogue of your frightened ego, then sadly, over time, you may have agreed with it, even if only subconsciously, which is really, you know, a very, very powerful force, because it's an automatic thought process. It's like a computer, like a program running. And as soon as you press the start button, it starts, it runs. That start button stands as metaphor for your mind that is triggered and activates your subconscious belief system that includes all of those internal dialogues that you have in your head, which you have those dialogues with nobody, right? When you have a dialogue, when you have these back and forth discussions, whether you should do something or not, or if this is appropriate or not, you really discuss this with nobody, because you know, your thoughts are your thoughts with yourself. So doing this long enough will solidify your belief and create a truth for you. And you may not even realize anymore that it is a judgment that became your truth only because you never questioned the validity of it. So in other words, you did not ask if it is really, really true. It may even have become your judgment that you transfer to other women your age. But it is not the real you that holds such limiting beliefs. No, it is not the real you. And it would be interesting and revealing to you if you became more and more aware of your internal dialogues, and especially when you judge yourself in a negative way. Because there is a real chemical reaction going on in your body. And we will speak about body chemistry and how it affects your emotions in another episode. I want you to just start and become more and more aware of how your body feels in response to your thoughts and the words and opinions of others. Of course, including your own judgments. Because when you have those internal dialogues, it's as if somebody else is talking to you. So why don't we just do a quick exercise here? Would you like to do an exercise? Okay, perfect. All right, so think about a situation where you wanted to do something or had a desire to be with someone, but you did not take the action because all kinds of objections came up in your mind. And I'm going to name a few possibilities for you here, and maybe you recognize one or a few of those that may often come up when you want to try something new or be a bit daring. I actually call them brain bugs. I used to call them brain monsters, but you know, monsters is a really big thing. And I think when you think of your brain, the word bug is probably more appropriate. So from now on, I call them brain bugs because they pester you so much. So here is a short list of the objections that your brain bugs come up with. Okay, ready? I'm too old, right? I'm not pretty enough or attractive enough. I'm not smart enough. Or as soon as, and you fill in the blanks here. Or if only, yes, and you fill in the blanks here too. Or it's too expensive, I can't afford it. Or it will not work for me. And even I don't have the time. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are even, and there may even more. This was only a short list of common objections. You may have different ones or additional ones. So I want you to close your eyes now. Now, if you're driving and listening to this, please do not close your eyes. But if you are in a place at home or where you can close your eyes, please do this now. Otherwise, you may want to listen to this episode again and do this exercise at another time when you are home or in a place where you can close your eyes for a few minutes. Okay, so as long as it is appropriate for you, close your eyes now and imagine something that you would love to do or to have. And use as much of your five senses as possible. The five senses? Okay, so see it clearly, hear it, smell it, taste it, and feel how it feels. Okay, I give you a little more time to come up with something. Something that you would love to have or would love to do. Okay, and now imagine somebody entering your space. And it, of course, it is still in your mind. And it could be a family member or a friend or anybody you either accept as an authority or you feel that you have an obligation to listen to. So in your mind now, create a scene where you want something for yourself. Do not judge of yourself if this is possible or not. Just dream it up as real as you can in your vivid imagination using all of your five senses. If you cannot come up with something, maybe I give you a few suggestions. Maybe you want to take a trip to a faraway place on your own. Or maybe you want to start dating again. Or maybe you want to change your routine and take more time for yourself. And this is especially challenging for grandmothers who have allowed themselves to be very much involved in their grandchildren's daily routine, which is beautiful. But maybe you want to take a little more time for yourself. So see how you feel about that. Or maybe you want to take a break from everything and everybody and rent a little place somewhere else for a few months. Maybe even to write a book. Well, I think I gave you quite a lot of ideas here to stop the routine for a moment and allow your imagination to fly. Okay, so get into the thing that you want to do or want to have right now as much as you can. And then imagine those people or this one person entering your space and objecting, giving you all these reasons why this is not right for you, not good for you, and how could you, and so on. And hear their judgments and objections. And how does this influence you? How does this feel? Does it feel heavy in your body? Maybe even draining your energy? Dimming your joy? Good. Well, not so good, of course. But this is what is happening in your mind right now, right? And doesn't it feel real when you're imagining it? Because whatever you imagine, using your senses, most of your senses, best all of your five senses, becomes reality in your body and it creates the chemistry that affects your emotions, your feelings. Okay, enough with feeling sad and low and all of this. Now see yourself removing all of those naysayers out of your mental space. Just erase them. Done? Good. And now see yourself taking inspired action on what you want, what you desire. You take that trip maybe to this, or do this daring thing, or write your book, or remove yourself from people who drain you. So make it real for your situation that you created in your mind. And then take inspired action now and do and be what you envisioned for yourself and experience your desired outcome as clearly as possible by once again engaging all of your five senses. You are doing great. So stay with this for another moment. Yes? Yes. I'm still here, just giving you a little, another maybe 20 second time to really feel what you're experiencing now. And now I want to amplify it, because now imagine and see in your mind a cheering crowd of women who have your back, who want you to succeed and are in your corner to lock arms with you and celebrate the joy and adventure of your awesome decision to do and to be what brings you joy right now. Can you see that? Can you feel the support and the love and the joy of all of those women surrounding you? Great. So how does that feel? And I actually hope that you are smiling now. So you see, whenever those heavy feelings take energy from you because of a judgment you allowed in your head or hear from somebody, I want you to ask three questions. Open up your eyes if they're not open yet, because I want you to pay attention. So any and every time you feel inner judgments coming, either from yourself or from somebody outside of you, and let me tell you, we all have a huge amount of accumulated judgments in our subconscious mind that get triggered at any moment, can get triggered at any moment. It's really not in your control. And over 90% of your life is run or is directed by your subconscious mind. But the more aware you become and the more you take inspired action and create a new path, you interrupt that path of your automatic subconscious mind and replace it with something conscious, which is a great benefit to your brain. All right, but coming back to the judgments of others. So here are the three questions, and if you have a pen and paper, I would actually love for you to write those down. First question, who told me so? So when you think about something and you have a judgment about it that is dimming your joy, belittling you, feeling that you're not good enough, too old, not smart enough, whatever it is, ask yourself, who told me so? And then the second question is, why do I believe this? Did you write that down? Why do I believe this? And maybe you can go back, and sometimes it comes right to you, the trigger, who told you this and why do you believe this? And it may take a little longer. It may take some additional time. So do this over and over again. And you may want to journal this. So why do you believe a certain belief? And then the third question is to ask yourself, is it really, really true? Is it really, really true? Okay, so this is it for today. We are going to connect again really, really soon. All of my love to you. I am signing out, and listen for your next episode of Full Life Renewal Through Heroic Self-Love. Embrace the now and create your splendid future. Goodbye for now.